First of all, congratulations, man. How are we doing?
Thank you. I'm doing amazing. The emotions are crazy right now. And our third round pick, Henry Muse. I played with him in JRC back home. So pretty cool that he's going to be coming to Calgary with me.
Tell us about the entire experience. How it's gone so far today.
Honestly, the whole week's been pretty surreal. Just counting down the days, counting the hours of honestly just like taking it all in that the draft is really coming this weekend. You think about it your whole life, like your life goal is get drafted to the NHL, and then all of a sudden it just happens out of nowhere. So I don't know. I don't have a lot of words, but it's pretty crazy.
What's the moment like when you hear your name selected in the second round? You're here. You knew you were going yesterday or today. What is that moment like?
I don't even know how to describe it. Just watching all the teams, like, you know, the teams you talk to, obviously, and just seeing them and think, like, oh, I talked to them. I had a good conversation. This might be the one. Then Calgary came up, and me and my dad looked at each other like, come on, this has to be it. This got to be it right at the end of the second. This has got to be me, and then it was. And I can't thank the organization enough for giving me an opportunity.
Tell us what you know about the Flames. Tell us what you know about the city of Calgary.
I was actually in Calgary 2 years ago for a Team Canada U-17 camp, so got to see kind of a lot of the city, all the mountains, the water. It's honestly really cool. Really excited to get over there for camp and check it out again. And I heard the Stampede is also that week, so yep. My dad's definitely going to come and make the trip.
Nice.
and go there, because he was, funny enough, Henry Muse, he got invited to the camp as well 2 years ago. So all the dads from JRC, our junior hockey team, all the dads or all the kids that got invited to the camp, they all went and made a week out of it and went to the Stampede. So,
okay.
Yeah, my dad's definitely planning on going.
Okay. You do have a development camp that you have to be focused on. So yep. Maybe keep you away from
the
Stampede.
Yeah, I'm not going over there. No.
Well, I'm sure they'll let you go for a little bit.
Yeah.
So what do you know about the Flames organization?
Honestly, not much. I don't know. I've never knew too much. I was just kind of in Toronto. It's just Toronto is the team, whatever, just go and watch a game. But yeah, I'm excited to get to know everyone better and see the city and hopefully make it a home in the next couple of years.
So when you walk into that meeting in the combine, like, you had some pretty big names in there. Craig Conroy, was Jerome Iginla in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, he was.
Like, what's that like, walking into that type of situation? And then you got to try and be yourself.
Exactly.
And give good interview answers.
Yeah. Again, I can't thank them enough for making me feel like I could be myself in those interviews, because I'm sure they know there's a lot of pressure, especially I walk in and I have to shake Jerome Iginla's hand. Like, I'm just a bum compared to you. Like, you're one of the greatest players of all time. And then I'm just shaking your hand. So, yeah, it was honestly huge thanks to them for making it feel like I could be comfortable to talk to them and be myself.
You keep talking about Henry, who was a third-round pick of the Flames. So how Henry Muse and you, how far do you go back? Tell us about, like, your background together.
Yeah, so for sure. So in the Edmonton Brick Tournament was the first time we played against each other. He was on pro hockey. I was on the Bulldogs. Funny enough, Zane Perak, 9th overall, he was on the Bulldogs as well, so I was on the same team with him. But yeah, Henry Muse. So played against each other in spring tournaments quite a lot. He was in Ottawa. I was in Toronto.
Yeah.
So we were playing against each other quite a lot. And then in the U16 year, our draft year to the OHL, he came and billeted with our goalie. And he ended up playing for the same team as me, so got pretty close to them throughout that year. Now he's in Ottawa again for the 67s. I'm in Kingston, so plays see each other a lot.
Have you got a chance to see him today?
Yeah, I saw him.
Okay.
As I was coming back, he was going there, so I gave him a big hug. We were super excited to see each other.
That's so cool. Tell us about your year in Kingston, man. You had a big jump in points. You almost finished point per game, 30 goal scorer this year. Like, tell us about the offensive explosion.
Yeah, I think it all just, honestly, I can't thank my coach enough for giving me the confidence to be myself. Honestly, again, just as soon as they hired him, he gave me a chance, put me on the first line, just built a relationship with me, and it was really awesome to see that he believed in me and wanted to give me an opportunity. So I just kind of rode that momentum and confidence all the way throughout the season.
So yeah, that's Coach Caputi, right?
Coach Mann.
Oh, that was Coach Mann. Okay.
Yeah.
So you, when you get that opportunity, like, what's you're like, okay, he's putting me on the first line. Like, what goes through your head when you get that type of opportunity?
As soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, I gotta go. Like, this is what I've been asking for. I've been waiting for a big opportunity like this to show that I have more in the tank, and I have more to give at the end of games. So as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, this is the time. I gotta be the best player I could possibly be every game here and show them that it was worth it.
How do you describe yourself as a player?
I think I'm very good in the offensive zone, the small areas. I think I protect the puck really well. Obviously, I think I have a pretty good scoring touch that came along better than my rookie year. Kind of came on really strong, actually, in this year, as well as my passing and vision. I think I think the game at a pretty elite level. And then just skating I need to work on, but I've been working on that for a while, and okay. It's going to keep getting better, and I know it will. So, yeah, I'm just excited to see in the next couple of years what happens.
Who do you have here with you? Who's celebrating this week with you?
I have about 25
wow.
people.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
So I have my sister, my brothers, my mom, my dad, my girlfriend, my buddies, their parents, my uncle's family, my cousin,
oh,
my nana. The list goes on. My shooting coach is here from Mississauga as well.
Okay.
Yeah, there's too many people to count, actually. I'm losing track. My billet parents as well.
Congrats to them. Have you looked at your phone yet?
I did scope by it, just text messages everywhere.
Yeah,
so
200 or something like that? Okay, yeah, you just wait a little bit to dive into all of that. You ready to get out to Calgary for development?
I am super excited, very excited.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Flames.
Thanks so much.
Welcome to Calgary. We'll see you out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.